Extreme Vocabulary is not your typical Word of the Day podcast. That's because we don't just define words, we contextualize them in terms of their history, etymology, politics, and aesthetics. In other words, we look at the culture behind words. Today, we join a conversation with Abe and Aaron. Abe has researched today's word, while Aaron has not. Today's word, wizard.
Hey, Aaron.
Howdy do. This is Peter McAllister, the father. I'd like a hotel room, please, with an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
What?
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2?
Come on.
Okay. Oh my god. All right. You crack me up all the time, by the way. That's why I like having you here. You just make me laugh. I just laugh just with you being here. Your presence makes me joyous.
Mirthful.
Yes, mirthful. You know that we have to talk about Harry Potter today, right?
No, we don't.
No, we do. How could we not?
I call him Harry Pothead.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the word wizard, so how could we not talk about Harry Potter? I mean,
we can make a conscious effort not to, but if you really, really want to.
But I already did. I just mentioned the name, so it's done.
By the way, this is amazing because I have, you know, nieces and nephews, and so, you know, they always were watching Harry Potter, but I never actually sat down and watched it with them. And I did that with other things. You know, that's how I watched Toy Story, and that's how I saw other movies that I probably wouldn't have seen before. But Harry Potter, I just never...
So you haven't watched the film?
Not one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Only maybe, like, I wouldn't say, like, 5 minutes of The Sorcerer's Stone I've seen. Maybe 10 minutes. That's about it.
Right. So maybe, like, some clips here and there as you're just, like, doing something else.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about it. We won't say too much. I mean, what is there to say, right? We'll get there. Our word for today is wizard. And it's kind of an interesting word. You know why? Because it kind of sounds like bastard.
Wizard. Yeah, I wouldn't have not made that connection. Please elaborate.
Well, okay. So, you know, the word bastard has that suffix A-R-D, right? A-R-D as in wizard, right? And that A-R-D is actually a pejorative term, right? It's an insult. So, like, anytime you add that to a word, you're insulting the person.
Can I just use the word? You're such an ard.
Ard. Well, it's in the word coward, drunkard, sluggard.
Oh, and if I could bring some Spanish in, arder. Arder.
Arder.
When something like is really inflamed and itchy and.
Oh, but I.
It burns. It burns.
I don't think it's like a suffix there, though.
Oh, it might not be. No, it's a prefix, sorry.
Right.
I just turned it on its head, sorry.
Yeah, so here it comes at the end of the word, right? So you've got whiz, and then you've got art, right? Or aired. So that the
what about custard?
Huh?
Custard? Huh?
Custard?
Yeah, that's not negative.
Is that a suffix there, or is it erd. Behaving differently?
Well, but it's doing erd instead of bastard. I don't know. Maybe that's a stretch. Sorry, I was just trying to disprove you. Please continue.
No, you should always try to disprove me. So, okay, so we've got the suffix A-R-D, which is a pejorative, and then we've got the root word, which is actually the word wise. Mm-hmm. So if you call somebody a wizard, you're making fun of their wisdom, which is sort of what you do to me.
Yes, that is what I do to you.
So you can call me a wizard if you want. It's you're sort of like making fun of me by calling me that, right? You can take... The wise people of the world and call them wizards in a bad way, right? And say something like, it's kind of like calling them a wise ass or something like that. So the reason the term came up in the beginning at all is because of Christians and Christianity.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. So you have you had the original, you know, wise men, the philosophers, who always had like these important type of jobs, you know, who were like people who were next to the king, right?
Counselors.
Yeah, who were like counselors or many times even astrologers, right? So they did this kind of like occultist, magic.
Wizardry.
Yeah, witchcraft type of stuff, you know. Yeah, wizardry in our sense of it, right? Where like they study the stars and they try to tell fortunes and things like that. And they talk about spirits.
The arcane is their realm.
Right, and they're trying to protect the king, by the way, from like all this evil stuff, right? So they do cast spells and they like make prayers over the king and his room.
I said arcane, but the king works too. Yes.
Yeah. So.
A-R-C-A-N-E.
So they try to like take care of the king by doing all this like magical stuff, right? But also by counseling, so that the word wise has those two meanings, right? It's related to like magic, but also related just to wisdom.
Wisdom.
All right. And then, you know, here come, you know, the Christians, right? Who overturned the whole value system of this wisdom, right? And there's actually lots of verses in the Bible, by the way. Have you read the Bible, by the way?
Portions.
Portions? All right. Well, I'm one of those people who has read the whole thing, I think. Mm-hmm. And so there's like all these verses where like, you know, like the God makes these pronouncements on the men, the worldly men of the world, right, who make these wise pronouncements, right? So he makes fun of like worldly wisdom, right? And he like so what he's doing is he's taking all the best that like humanity in itself has to offer and like turns it upside down and says this is nothing, right? Or like the wisdom of the world means nothing to me. And so he inverts the whole like value system. And that's where you get the word wizard.
Interesting.
Anyway, so what I wanted to say about a wizard today in relation to that is that, of course, wizard is a bad word because that's what it is, right? Or that's at least its invention, right? Is that it's a term of disdain. It's this bad word that is now, again, sort of like being flipped on its head and actually gaining some respect, I think.
Yeah, a wizard is very positive today.
Like, yeah. Again,
and that's where we get the term whiz kid from.
Yeah. So like we get all these newer representations of wizard type people, right? And Harry Potter being one of the bigger ones, right? Where like who we actually look admire or we like this type of wizard person, right?
You're a wizard, AB.
Right. All right.
Wait, who's the Wizard of Wall Street? Who is that guy?
There's a Wizard of Wall Street?
There totally was. I just don't remember who it was.
Who's the tech wizard?
The tech wizard. Steve Jobs.
Okay, is there a... yeah, so like we're
or
using...
Wozniak,
the,
maybe?
Yeah, we're using the word to like talk about people who are highly skilled at whatever they do, right? Mm-hmm. So you have tech wizards, you have economic wizards, what else? Yeah. Any other ones?
There's a strong connection there to magic. It's like they just, they know... It's like it's almost like it's a gift bestowed upon them, but it's just they're using their in their experience, their wisdom, their insight, to you know get the advantage in their field.
Right, where sometimes they're able to make sort of like counterintuitive decisions or judgments or something like that, right? Like they're able to do something with it that most of us wouldn't even think about.
Right.
And that's sort of
they foresee the future in a way. They read patterns.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people are very dumb and they're like, wow, that guy's a wizard. He knows, I don't know. I gotta listen to him.
Speaking of redneck stuff, right? The KKK actually uses the word wizards.
Oh, the Grand Wizard.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
The Grand
Wizard. Is he higher than the Grand Dragon? I never know the power structure.
No, I think the Grand Wizard is the highest.
The top
and then
one. Okay.
Like the dragons and other ones are lower positions. But yeah,
it's, got it.
The wizard might be the
Grand Wizard, yeah.
The top of the
hierarchy. That makes sense with the pointy hoods.
Yeah, I don't know why they even adopt these words. I mean, supposedly they're supposed to be Christians, right? But
then
they adopt like all this like pagan words and pagan mythology.
Go figure, huh?
Yeah.
These guys aren't the staunch paragons of Christianity?
Oh no,
madness! Of
course not. No way, dude. And by the way, do you remember Wizard Software?
It sounds familiar. I never remember
having
it.
I think we don't pay attention to it anymore. Probably. But anytime you install a program, there's like the Wizard
this is old, though, right?
Setup Installation Guide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is still... We have that, right?
Yeah, I think
It's a Microsoft thing. Yes. Yeah,
no, yeah, we don't pay attention to it, though.
Yeah, we've become jaded.
Yeah, so it's like the one program that helps you install it.
Like magic.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this like magic thing going on. Yeah, there's a point where like technology sort of becomes magic because we sort of stop understanding actually what's going on behind it or whatever.
Hasn't that always been the case with humanity?
Probably more so now than before. So my point today again is that you know we're experiencing this kind of like reversal of the value system of the wizard, right? That if at one point it was a good thing, right, because it was associated with the king and all that, Christianity sort of like turned it on its head and made it into this bad thing, right? It's called it the wisdom of the world as opposed to the wisdom of God, but now we're experiencing again the sort of shift in the value system of the
See,
wizard.
See, that argument doesn't hold weight with me. The wisdom of the world, but didn't God create the world? So isn't that by extension?
Well, I mean, yeah. The idea is that that God's thoughts are not like ours or something like that. But, I mean, I'm not going to go down there.
Yeah, no, wait, sorry.
Each episode of Extreme Vocabulary likes to look at a piece of literature that features today's word. And usually that piece of literature is brought to us by our mailman, Efren Lopez. Efren, always delivering these books to us.
That's why they call me the mailman.
Thanks, by the way. I've got quite the collection, thanks to you. What have you brought us today?
Well, actually today I have one of the more famous, it's a famous movie, so I guess you could say it's a famous story. I don't know how many people have read the book, but that book is The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum.
Oh, I love that movie. I assume the book must be good.
The book is very good, and it's pretty close to the movie. There's some deviations, but I think we could sort of talk, I'm going to talk about a specific line that occurs both in the book and the movie, so we can sort of talk about the whole thing as sort of a cultural text. You know, the movie overlaps with the book, and so yeah, this happens. I'm just gonna get right into it. Should I just get right
please,
into it?
Oh, yeah. Please, yeah. I know you got a lot of things to do, so.
I do.
More houses to
after
deliver.
Return some tapes to Blockbuster. I gotta pick up my dry cleaning. But this happens at the end of the novel and of the movie. Where they realize that the wizard is not who they thought it was. And Dorothy has this response where she says, and here this is page 87 of the book. "I think you are a very bad man," said Dorothy. "Oh no, my dear," and this is the reply of the wizard. "Oh no, my dear, I'm really a very good man, but I'm a very bad wizard, I must admit."
Interesting.
All right, so we have the use of the word wizard here in a very, you know, ubiquitous way.
What do you think it means to be a good man?
Yeah, and I think it's to do the best. I think in this case, it means to do the best he can under his conditions, right? But what I mean, I wanted to throw this back on you. Actually, what does it mean to be a bad wizard then?
Yeah, that's interesting to me because I guess what he means is he doesn't actually have any magical powers or something like that, perhaps. But at the same time, what he does at the end, after he sort of reveals himself as not a magical being, is he actually gives the characters in the story seemingly exactly what they want, and they seem very gratified by it, even though they themselves are just trinkets that have been maybe, I don't know, what do you think that he does with those trinkets that makes them so valuable to the characters?
Part of it, right, is that he's, I mean, maybe this is part of what a wizard is showing people what the magic they already have, or making the regular acts in life magic. In other words, what would be seen as an impossibility before, which would previously defy the laws of physics, laws of sociality, can become reality, thus making the magic real.
So it's almost like being a wizard is really just sort of like making you question the nature of reality, or making you reconsider reframing reality or something like that?
Like, maybe like reframing the imagination of what you thought was possible. That is what a wizard is. Putting that into practice.
You know what? I'm going to find out. I'm going to have to reread Harry Potter to see if that definition fits. But I really like how you put that. Those are words to live by. We could all be a little bit more wizardly, maybe.
Yeah, like, you know, you could have four people that are friends, and next thing you know, they're creating and making a podcast, and there's a form of wizardry to that, isn't there?
Well, you're making the hair on the back of my neck stand entirely all the way outward.
Talk slower.
All I gotta say is, man, I can't wait to add this book to the pile. Thanks, Efren. I don't know, when you deliver your... So you're saying you're a mailman, but you're also going to Blockbuster while you're working?
I wear many hats.
And one of those hats is a renter at Blockbuster?
And a dealer online? Yeah, and there's only one of them left, I think. It's in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Just that our listeners might like to know that in case they ever want to go.
Oh, wow. So you're like, you've got like Santa Claus style traveling powers. Do you think Santa Claus is a wizard?
I mean, come on.
All right. Sorry. I've kept you too long.
Yeah, I got those videos.
All right,
I gotta return.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
God's thoughts are not like ours or something like that. But I mean, I'm not going to go down there.
Yeah, no, wait, sorry. That's another podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so wizard is a bad word, but we're seeing it, you know, become something positive now, right? And of course we have, you know, we can, I don't know if you want to talk about all the wizards and film and literature and stuff like that.
We could try.
Yeah.
Gandalf.
Gandalf, yeah. Who would win, by the way, Gandalf or Dumbledore? And you haven't
Gandalf,
seen
Gandalf, of course.
Why?
Dumbledore died already.
Is Gandalf?
Gandalf
not dead?
Died, but he came back. Who's the harder, stronger one now?
Right, and he used to be the gray, right?
Now he's the white.
And so in his comeback, he's the white.
Yes.
Gandalf the white.
I could go off, by the way, on Tolkien and Lord of the Rings mythology, because I've done some research on that actually, because I'm never going to talk about it, so. Obviously, I have the information ready. But no, I won't do that. I won't subject anyone to my nerd knowledge. I could go on for a little while, though.
So let me just throw out some wizard names at you, though. So, of course,
Merlin.
There's all the ones in the Harry Potter series,
okay, yeah.
Just to get rid of them. Right, so there's Harry Potter, obviously. Then there's Albus Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. There's Severus Snape. And then there's Lord Voldemort, who's the evil wizard, right?
Was
and, of course,
it?
There's...
Huh? There's another one, right?
There's many,
many more.
Obviously, right? But I think these are like the main ones.
Okay.
Then, of course, you have Merlin, which you mentioned. You have Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. There's like Doctor Strange from
the
Marvel
comic book
series.
He would definitely be a wizard.
Yeah.
Considered a wizard.
There's the Wizard of Oz. Mm. Mickey Mouse was a wizard at one time.
Yes, he was. Oh, no, he was the apprentice, but he,
right,
he
right,
put
right,
on
right.
the cap.
Yeah,
before he was ready.
Yeah, he's the sorcerer's apprentice. Yeah. Right?
That guy was an angry wizard.
Who?
The wizard that Mickey was working for.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word, but his face looked like he was always angry.
Right. I think there's this kind of like mystique behind the wizard, right? Where like they're always this serious type.
Yeah, they take themselves very seriously, usually.
Right. Yeah, and so like they part of it has to do with like that they might have like this kind of dark past or something like that, mm-hmm. that's hidden behind like their character or facade, right? That like
that moment when Gandalf is offered the ring and he starts growing and getting real scary and big.
Yeah, and then he has to give the ring to who did he give it to?
Frodo.
Right. So he gives it to Frodo. I don't think
he couldn't touch it. Like, but he made sure Frodo picked it up.
Right. He's like, don't let me.
Yeah. Don't give this to me.
Right. Because he actually lusts after the power. Right.
That it's not so much he lusts. He wouldn't be able to control it. And nobody could.
Well, and I think there's a similar case in Dumbledore from Harry Potter, right? Where like they sort of seem seduced by this power, right? Mm-hmm. And they're able to not be seduced by it, right? They're able to step away from it and sort of like pass mm-hmm. the responsibility onto somebody else, onto someone who they think can actually handle it, right?
Right.
So, I mean, they're powerful wizards to begin with, right? But they're sort of afraid of having too much power.
See, that's why they're wizards, because they're wise enough to realize I can't have unchecked power.
Right.
Because I know what'll happen to me.
Right, part of what they do is also sacrifice themselves, right? To be able...
That's a common one, yeah.
Yeah, in their sacrifice, they're able to keep that power in check, right? And preserve their own ethics or their own morals, right? Here's a funny one, and I know you probably have a lot for this one. Miracle Max, the Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Bye bye, boys. Have fun storming the castle. Do you think they got a chance? It would take a miracle.
No, my favorite one is when he's talking about the mouton, though.
Mouton?
Is it? Okay, I never get this right.
Of course. Start over.
Or when he's talking about the BLT.
Oh, the mutton, lettuce, and tomato when the mutton is nice and lean. Oh, Billy Crystal, your best work ever.
Yeah, I love that. I love that that whole scene right there. That's the best.
He's not dead. He's mostly dead.
It's funny, man.
Yeah.
What about real wizards, by the way?
Do you know any?
Yeah, dude.
Why don't you introduce me?
Okay.
Is this somebody I've already met?
The Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. He's on there. It's in black and white. It's Aleister Crowley.
Oh, well, I never met
he's
him.
Like this.
You never met him?
No, we've okay, never met him. But
okay, he's in the Sgt. Like, Pepper's. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he's like a famous wizard.
I've heard of Aleister Crowley, but yeah. I would call him a warlock before I call him a wizard, right?
Because a warlock.
Because he was a Satanist, wasn't he?
No, he wouldn't call himself a Satanist. Okay. Anton LaVey would call himself a Satanist.
Okay.
All right, because he's actually like worshiping the Satan, Satan figure. Yeah. You're right.
He's but, the head like, of that church. But
Aleister Crowley thinks he's doing like something different, right? Mm-hmm. He wouldn't say
an Satanist. Occultist.
Yeah, because he's dealing with like occult or like dark magic or whatever. Yes. And he does a lot of the astrology thing too, right? Where like he likes thinking about like the movement of the stars and like epochal periods in history and how like planet and star alignment sort of change like human behavior or like
I have a feeling there's a lot to that.
What?
Like we're not wise enough to like see the bigger picture, but yeah, I think there's something to that. The stars and the movement, the alignments, and even the...
To astrology.
The astrology. You know, I'm always the first to say astrology is bullshit, but it's entertaining bullshit, and I really like reading about it, but I won't put much credence into it. But then these moments I have, I'm like, there's probably something to this. It's why it's been around so long.
What's your sign, by the way?
Scorpio.
Scorpio? Okay. Yes. I don't know what I am. I get confused between like Sagittarius and Capricorn. I don't know which one I am.
Are you? What's the actual day? I'm sorry, I don't remember this. What's the actual
January.
Day? Yeah, I know, but what day actually? That makes a difference.
9th.
Then you're a Capricorn.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It makes sense for me?
Yeah.
So what does that say about me?
Idiot? I wasn't going to put it that way, but no, Capricorns are they're good hands. They're very yeah. They tend to be very successful. They're good with money. And
okay, that's not me. All right.
Okay, well there's exceptions. Come on.
Maybe it depends on
and,
the
and
year
if they're
also,
not good
right?
with money, they know to get with somebody who's good with money.
Oh, okay. You?
Me?
No? You're not good with money?
I'm okay, but I'm not the best.
Oh.
But I was smart enough to realize.
So yeah. You know what Aleister Crowley's philosophy is, by the way? It's this kind of like, do what thou wilt, which is actually the same motto of the Satanic Church that Anton LaVey has in San Francisco with.
Go figure.
He thinks that that's like the new morality of the epic, right? Of the new epic that he was proclaiming. And I think that's the one we're living in right now, actually. And he considered himself like the prophet of that new epic by proclaiming this new morality. And he was actually called the wickedest man in the world. I don't know why. I don't really think he did much wickedness. But
so in the past, he would have been definitely called a wizard. Today, they might be shy away from that because wizard is not so negative anymore.
Yeah, and actually, so it took people like, the Beatles and, Led Zeppelin, who also loved Aleister Crowley, and a bunch of other people, right, who, like, actually like to think about, like, wizards and wizardry.
And created awareness in their audiences. And
right, and who, like, were into this kind of occultist-type stuff so that, we created a sort of, like, more positive idea about what it means to be a wizard in the first place, right? That doesn't mean, by the way, that we haven't had backlash. I mean, the Harry Potter books were burned in, when was it? Like, after the year 2000, like beginning 2001 and on, like there was this big movement to start burning these books because, these books were teaching children witchcraft and wizardry.
And we still see that today.
Yeah, so like there's a sort of like backlash from Christianity to, again, say that this is nothing but evil, right? And to make it a bad thing once again, right? And it's like a reclamation of the name wizard, right? And like, let's make this a bad thing once again.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of like fight going on between, in the word wizard itself, right? That we can see between like, what kind of value do we add to this word? How do we see it? How do we think of the occult or magic or the wise, or even just plainly the wise, right, of the world? Like, what do we think of them?
Wise asses.
And yet, the Bible is full of wise men, actually. It's full of wizards. In some versions of the Bible,
wouldn't Christ be considered a wizard, like today, if he started, just turning bread, water into wine and, multiplied some fish out of nowhere? He would have a Vegas show, wouldn't he?
He might be called like a Vegas show. the three magi who bring...
The three wise men, yes.
Who bring baby Jesus.
Yes.
Who bring baby Jesus.
Coincidentally.
They were called the wizards in some versions of the Bible.
Yeah, but I would always make that connection. Magi, wise men, magic wizards, of course, yeah.
Right.
I always made that connection. It wasn't even like a weird one to make.
No, yeah, all those words are related, right? Yeah. Like wise...
Magus.
Magus, yeah. Or magi in the plural. All of those are related. The wisdom and the magic part are all like sort of like blended together.
No, also, by the way, really quickly, I'll be a nerd again. So in like, RPGs and, certain fantasy games, you will have a lot of characters. In this one, I remember in particular, the healers were called priests. And the ones that had the assault magic, like they would do fire or slow down the enemy or make them sleep or something, those were mages.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything healing wise positive. They did all the assault stuff, to get an advantage for the army.
Right. Have you ever played Magic the Gathering, by the way?
No, but it's very similar, this game that I played. So about the Sword of Aragon, by the way, way old school. You probably never heard of it. Aragon.
Oh, Aragon. Okay.
Not Aragorn like in Wizard or Lord of the Rings, but Aragon.
Oh,
like
okay.
Castile and Aragon, yeah.
Yeah. The company that produces the Magic the Gathering cards, by the way, they're called Wizards of the Coast. So I find that kind of interesting.
Let me guess, San Francisco Bay Area?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're a subsidiary of like Hasbro or whatever. But,
okay.
There was one more wizard in the Bible, and he actually appears in Dante's Inferno, by the way.
Ooh.
His name was called Simon Magus. So okay. Like the Simon the magician or Simon the wizard or whatever.
Which level of hell was he in?
He was in the deepest hell. He was in 8.
So yeah. Magic's gonna put you away there if you tap into anything.
Yeah, don't tap into the occult or the magic, man. You're going to the deepest depths of hell.
Have you ever used a Ouija board or anything?
Yeah, I played it with a few friends early on, and
that's you.
Some
devilry is about.
What was that? Yeah, I played it like early on, you know, like a makeshift like Ouija board or whatever with a penny, and you just like write the alphabet on a piece of paper.
Did it work for you? Or
yeah, it was kind of strange. It was like, who's moving this damn penny?
Yeah, see, I was always too freaked out to even try it. Thankfully, I never really had the opportunity, but if I was presented with it, I would be very kind of, I'm like a nervous Nelly, like a scaredy cat sometimes. I don't want to mess with it, you know. I was going to use a stronger language. I don't want to mess with the spirit world. I don't want to invite anything. I don't want any bad juju. I believe in certain things. Like, I believe there's things that I don't comprehend or understand, and that they're very possible in the world if you, like, call on them. And so I don't want to go there because I'm weak. I'm scared.
So, I mean, it sounds like you buy into the word wizard itself, right? And it's like
it's more of a CYA thing. Sort of. It's more of a cover your ass thing. I won't like go out there and say, you know, oh my God, you know, I won't preach against magic by any means. And like, it's devilry, it's horrible. But at the same time, I admire it and I find it fascinating, but from afar.
Right.
I'm not getting into the potions. I'm not potions. Doing anything.
This kind of sounds like a video game in a way.
With potions.
Yeah, which potion are you going to use to recover your HP?
A tincture, of course.
Alright, then. I think that's all I wanted to say about it. It's okay. Interesting to think about, like, the value system that we impose on the word, on wizardry, or, like, on the word wise, right? And how it's been shifting over time, and it's interesting to think about, like, what we might see done with it.
That's what we do here on Extreme Vocabulary.
Cool plug, man.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Are you going to need to take a whiz after that? I had to fit it in.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Extreme Vocabulary. Our music is from Arnold Palmer Golf by Tokuhiko Uwabo and Wagyan Paradise by Eriko Imura. This song is The Wizard by Black Sabbath. I am Josh, your faithful producer. Email us at extremevocabulary@gmail.com or find us on Twitter @extremevocab. We'll see you next time.